USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation numbers were announced Wednesday morning, and it's not good news. Inflation has risen 6.2% in October when compared to October near the end of the Trump administration. This is the biggest inflation surge since 1990. On August 25, 2020, amid the unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old from Antioch, Illinois, shot and killed two men and wounded another man in the arm during the confrontation at two locations. The prosecution on Tuesday rested its case after calling 22 witnesses over the course of 6 days.
Can I ask you to stand, please, and raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give this matter be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
You may be seated.
Kyle Rittenhouse has taken the stand in his own defense. The trial should go to the jury very soon. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Farm equipment manufacturer John Deere has been suffering with labor issues. Let's get an update on what's going on there.
The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois. The striking workers are not just in the United States, but are at plants in six other countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, another concertgoer at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival has died and was declared brain dead after suffering injuries during the crowd surge that killed 8 people. An estimated 50,000 people stormed the front of the stage last week in Houston, Texas. 22-year-old Barty Shahani, a student at Texas A&M University, attended the festival at Energy Park with her sister and cousin before getting separated in the crowd. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Americans struggle with crisis after crisis from the current administration's policies, Republican Senator Tim Scott tells Fox News the reasons for Virginia flipping to a red state last week, and Americans are starving for some good news.
Happy warriors attract a bigger crowd. That politics is a game of addition. That talking about education is something that we as Republicans should always focus on. Having parental involvement is key. But I've talked about the importance of school choice and education equality for a long time. He has run on those issues that resonate with the average person in this country. If we were to win in 2022 and beyond, we're going to have to just talk plain English to our folks. And when we do, when we champion the causes that they believe in the most, we're going to be okay. I honestly think that America's hungry for some good news. I think America's hungry to hear the truth, that while we have an original sin, we are not a racist country. That fighting discrimination with discrimination is wrong. I think America wants to remember that the greatest dreams of our people doesn't happen in Washington. It happens in everyday places all over the country on both sides of the proverbial track. I think just sharing that truth of who we are and the progress we've made and the hurdles that remain, I think it was at the right time.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.